close your eyes and begin to breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, let your body soften and relax. Just breathe and let the sounds and the words wash away all your concerns. The ideas you're about to hear will become your own. You will begin to think thoughts that promote an inexhaustible supply of love, confidence, and happiness in your life to reattract your ex and love. You will discover the secret power within you can help you do anything or become anything. It's not necessary that you stay awake, for everything you hear will be absorbed by your subconscious mind, even while you're sleeping. So rest now and breathe and repeat in your mind as I say it out loud. I am one with the universe. I know this universal God is perfect, and I may rely upon it for guidance in all my efforts. I know I'm a curious spirit, that I've always been and I always will be. Inside of me lives a place of confidence, quietness, and security. A place where all things are known and understood within this universal mind. The universal mind which I am a part of, which responds to me when I ask. This universal mind knows the answers to all of my problems. And even right now, the answers are speeding their way to me. I need not struggle. I need not worry or strive. When the time comes, the answers will be there. I give my problems to the great mind of the Course of all creations. I easily let go of them, confident that the correct answers will return to me when needed. Through the great law of attraction, everything I need for my world and fulfillment comes easy to me. It is not necessary to strain anymore. Only believe. I see the divine intelligence all around me in all of the miracles, the beauty of love, and relationships with them. The intelligence that create all things lives within me and all around me. And I serve me with love, and I can call upon them for my every need. My body is a manifestation of pure spirits, and that spirit is perfect. Therefore, my body is perfect. I enjoy the riches of life, and each day brings constant evidence of the power and wonder of the universe and myself. I am confident. I am serene. I am sure no matter what obstacles or challenges cross my path, I refuse to accept it. It is only an illusion. There can be no obstacles or undesirable circumstances to the mind of which is in me and around me and serves me now. I am one with universal spirit and mind. I know this mind is perfect, and I may rely upon it for guidance in all of my affairs. This universal mind is the great subconscious mind, knows no difficulty, limitations, or lack. It simply creates, in my experience, that which I believe and accept. The great reality is good, which is always attempting to manifest itself. Manifesting when my eyes and my senses are focused. With the apparent circumstances of transgression, I turn away, lifting my thoughts to the perfection of abundance and love of all in the universe. This This is the great reality, is goodness, which is always attempting to manifest itself, to expand in knowledge, in love, and unity. I know that the universal mind is continually creating in my experience that which I think. The law of creation is bigger than I. I can help my thoughts and beliefs from becoming real in my experience. I hold my thoughts set falsely, fastly on the good. I do not do this with efforts, as if I were commanding something to act. I simply relax. Relax in the contemplation of the good, securely knowing that everything rests with power, for I am much greater than I am. I trust this power. I have complete faith and confidence in this power. I rely upon the power in all my affairs. I accept good and the supply of love in the universe that are mine. I know and recognize my oneness with all things. Because I know that in all forms and in all circumstances are the creation of an infinite intelligence. An infinite intelligence that is within me and around me and surrounds me. I know that all things are a result of my conception and desire. My world is ordered, ordered according to my own thoughts and conviction. I see nothing but order and divine structure. I do not accept thoughts of negativity and disharmony. In my friends and my loved ones, my fellow workers, I see nothing but collaboration and assistance. I know that each person must follow a different path by his or her own vision. I understand that searching and attempts to cope with everyone, I now and know and see. I have sympathy and tolerance for all things and for all people. I know that as I help others, I help myself. It is impossible to fail when faith is present. I do not order things to be made in my time or in my place, but truth in the universal mind, in its own greatness, now to show me the time, the place, the need, and the way. Each moment of each day brings my life closer to realization. The objects of my work, of my relationship, are being accomplished right now. Success, harmony, and peace are truly mine. All of life exists within me here, in my heart and mind. In the depth of me being, the truth is apparent, and the glamour of the world does not exist. I see around me the thoughts of all mankind, for these thoughts have become things. Whatever is good among these thoughts, things that I accept for my own concern, is only the truth and understanding, which is forever the loving and good and expanding of me. My mind moves easily and freely to the furthest most reaching part of space in all directions, and just easily moves back to me once again. I am the center of the universe. The universal mind has made itself manifest through me. I know that my purpose in life is to reach ever upward and outward, to expand in knowledge, love, and unity. I place my future in divine hands. I turn over each problem of my life to that great and knowing life to which all things are possible. For I do not tell the universe how to bring these things about. I have complete confidence that every circumstance that comes my way is part of a perfect plan. A perfect plan to convert the image of my faith into my own physical reality. Even now, right now, the universe seeks to answer my every need, for this is the law of life. I only need to open my mind and my heart. keep my thoughts and the path of thought, I am filled to overflowing with the power of abundance and love of the universe. The universe which is within me and around me, for this is the law of life and living. I only need open my mind and heart and keep my thoughts pure and on the path of thought, and I am filled to overflowing with power of abundance and love of the universe. This, the great reality, is goodness, which is always attempting to manifest itself, to expand in its knowledge, love, and unity. I know that the universal mind is continually creating in my experience, the experience that which I think. The law of creation is bigger than I. I cannot help my thoughts and beliefs from them become real in my experience. I hold my thoughts steadfastly on the good. I do not do this with effort, as if I were commanding something to act. I simply relax in the contemplation of the good, securely knowing that everything rests with power is much greater than I. I trust this power. I have complete faith and confidence in this power. I rely upon this goodness in all of my affairs. I accept the good, and the supply of love and the universe are mine. I know and recognize my oneness with all things. For in all these forms and circumstances, I am the creation of an infinite intelligence that is within me and around me. I know and understand that all things are a result of my conception and desire. My world is ordered according to my own thoughts and conviction. I see nothing but order and divine structure. I do not accept any thoughts of negativity or disharmony. In my friends, my loved ones, my fellow workers, I see nothing but collaboration and assistance. I know that each person must follow a different path by his or her own vision. I understand that searching and attempts to cope with everyone I know and see, I have sympathy and tolerance for all things and all people. I know that as I help others, I truly help myself. It is impossible to fail when faith is present. I do not order things to be made in my time or in my place, but have complete truth in the universal mind and its own greatness to know and to show me the time and place, the need and the way. Each moment of each day brings my life closer and closer to realization. The objects of my works and my relationships are being accomplished right now. Success, harmony, and peace of mind are all mine. All of life exists within my heart and my mind, and the depth of my being, the truth, is apparent, and the glamour of the world does no longer exist. Around me, I see thoughts of all of mankind, for these thoughts have become things. Whatever is good among these things, I accept for my concern, is only the truth and understanding, which is forever lovely and good and expanding. My mind moves easily to the furthest most reaching of space in all directions, and just easily moves back to me once again. For I am the center of the universe. The universal mind has made itself manifest through me. I know that my purpose in life is to reach ever upward and outward, to expand in knowledge, love, and unity. I place my future in divine hands. I turn over each problem of my life to that great all-knowing life in which all things are possible. I do not tell the universe how to bring these things. I have complete confidence that every circumstance that comes my way is part of my unique, perfect plan. Even right now, the universe seeks to answer my every need, for this is the law of life. I need only open my mind and heart Keep my thoughts in the path of thought, and I am filled, overflowing with the power of abundance and love of the universe, which is within me and around me, for this is a law of living. I listen to the voice of the universal mind as it speaks to me. It is the voice of truth, and it guides my path. Somewhere deep within me, in the perfect center of my soul, there stands a still universe where all things and all laws are revealed. I reach into this place of peace and quietness. I awaken to the voice of my heart. I close my eyes and sense of living, breathing. Universe dwells within me, and I dwell within it. I am one with all people and all life and all things. I move in the accordance with divine law. All the limitless power of creation is mine. Mine to draw upon, for it is in me. It is one with me, and I am a part of it. The path is lit with the first step. The way is cleared with the looking, and the goal is in sight. I know that I am fulfilling my fondest wish for a universal mind. For I place myself in the universe's hands, taking each step of my life boldly and strongly, for it is who props me and moves with me with sureness. I listen to the voice of the universe as it speaks within me. It is the voice of truth, and it guides my path. The things of my life are the children of my thoughts, and my thoughts today are even now bearing the children of my tomorrow. All that is good I desire, all that is negative I refuse to accept. By attuning to this, I do not deprive of others. All that is and ever will be is available to everyone. We need only ask, and it shall be given. I merge with infinite power of love that surges through me. The limits of inhibition of my past are gone, and each day is a new birth. Another step on my journey with one. I do not seek now. I know I do strive for I am guided. Here in solitude, in this time of peace and meditation, I withdraw deep into the silence, the recess of my being, into a place of utter calm. The world retreats until I'm finally alone. There is nothing but me now. I'm not a body, I'm not a thought, I'm not an experience. I'm not the past, nor the present, nor the future. I simply am. I am. I am one with truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. The infinite creative power of the universal mind lives within me. I remove all barriers from my thought and align with my true divine purpose. The infinite creative power of the universal mind lives within me. The infinite creative power of the universe lives within me.